We're in an unserious country and in a very serious time of war right now. This is a war of borders, biowarfare, and spiritual war. I am a fighter. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced his presidential run yesterday by holding a Twitter space with the company's CEO, Elon Musk. To be blunt, it went badly. To be even more blunt, it was a disaster. The announcement was held up for nearly a half hour due to technical issues. And then when it finally began, all DeSantis did was read off an incredibly boring stump speech in a robotic voice, and then awkwardly answered a few questions from some billionaire supporters and a few handpicked handicapped followers. It was about as exciting as finding out you have AIDS. Well, DeSantis will have a lot of billionaire backers, obviously, who want anybody but Trump heading to the GOP and leading the White House again, leading this country. He'll have plenty of money behind him. But will any of the base show up for him? Right now, it looks like no. The base right now is loyal to Trump, despite the fact that he continues to push a weapon of biowarfare on you, and they find that DeSantis is fake and off-putting. That's because he is, by the way. It's not looking good for the Florida governor, because let's face it, he needed everything to go right to have a chance against a politician as naturally gifted as Donald Trump. So far, that hasn't been happening. Trump's support is as strong as ever with the base. Unless Trump literally just drops dead, he's almost certainly going to be the nominee. But if Trump does just coast into the nomination, will that be what we want? We've literally already seen this movie. Donald Trump ran on a great platform in 2015 going into 16. He won despite, you know, a complete election rigging and setup. And then what? We got a president who spent nearly 25 hours a day watching the Fox News channel while delegating the government to his son-in-law, Jared. We got the First Step Act releasing a whole wave of criminals back onto the streets. We got a bioweapon rushed onto Americans, all because Jared insisted that it would win with Trump in the black vote. We got pardons for criminals because Kim Kardashian asked, but no pardons for the January 6th protesters. And of course, we got Operation Warp Speed. And as we've already mentioned, that was the mass jabbing of America. So do we have any hope for 24? Well, I mean, only if Trump can actually mend his ways and actually show up to finish what he started rather than just delivering us another 4 years of whatever the hell he was wasting his time on in 2018. Mindy Robinson is an independent journalist, a libertarian, and host of Conspiracy Truths on America Happens, and she joins us now. Mindy, I'm actually surprised that Ron DeSantis didn't go to Israel to make his announcement.
I'm surprised he can talk Israel's balls in his mouth. They're probably Jared Kushner's, honestly.
This was a complete flop and a total disaster. Why is Ron DeSantis pretending that he thinks that he has a chance here? Or is this just all part of the fake show, the movie, the setup? Yeah, we're going to go vote harder this time and hopefully you'll get who you elect.
Well, I think the Democrats know they're dead in the water. I mean, I'm actually hoping Biden runs again just so I can show up to his rallies, because I think people will show up this time. It's just not going to be what they asked for.
Are they going to allow him to have rallies? I mean, they've already quashed all the debates. They're not going to have that. And they put him in the basement last time while they rigged an election and told us that it was fair and, you know, free. So why would they even have him out doddering around?
I don't know. I'm hoping for it, but I doubt that they could actually do that. But no, the Democrats are dead in the water, so the GOP is going to select who's next. My money was on Pence. I was pretty sure that was the deal he made to not do the audit that everyone wanted. And he got that book deal like 2 months later. Like, who's buying Mike Pence's book? I'd rather read about bread. You know, it's just stupid. So DeSantis is playing the game. The GOP is going to get behind him. He's proven he'll toe the line. You know, the joke we just made is probably a felony in Florida right now because he decided to sign an unconstitutional bill in Israel. I have no idea what foreign countries have to do with any of our politics. They shouldn't even, it bothers me
so much.
You
know, what he did is, he made this tour across the face of the planet. He went to all of these foreign countries prior to making his announcement, which tells you everything that you need to know. I'm not one of these people that's going to be gaslit. You're not either. And for those of you who don't understand what's happening here, he's going to all of these foreign countries to get a pat on the head and get their blessings before he makes this announcement. Why? Because he's beholden to them. He's making them promises, and he's already selling your country right down the river should he be installed as the next propped up fake president.
That's what these people do. Do you remember when our option was like Obama and McCain, and then it was Obama and Mitt Romney? These aren't options. This is the GOP putting forth people they can control that'll toe the line and make sure that the Republican Party does nothing to stop the Democrats again, because they don't want to stop the Democrats. They're making money on this gravy train of tax money, just the same as the Dems. And people need to wake up. We did not fix the fraud. That's why everyone's like, who am I going to vote for? What does it matter? We didn't fix any of the blatant fraud. They got away with it. It's going to be worse this time.
Yeah. And so then he does his announcement on Twitter. What is that? And the ad that he released was just terrible. It was completely boring. And these are insulting, actually, to me, Mindy, because this is what the press, the media uses to excite normies and people who have been programmed across this country that feel like, you know, we really have really good options, people that are going to fight for America. He talked about our border being a mess in his terribly produced ad that sounded like it was recorded in a tin can. He talked about none of the real issues. Why doesn't he talk about why he hasn't banned people from being injected with a weapon of biowarfare and seized all of Pfizer's assets in his state?
Well, number one, because those people own him. They own everybody in power. And if they didn't own him, they would be against him. When you see billionaires, when you see corporations, when you see foreign countries getting behind a politician, they control them. And I think people are waking up to it. I saw the comments on Twitter all day. It's not looking good for DeSantis. And just stay in Florida, do Florida stuff. You know, you got voted in, and now you're just going to dump those people that at least they voted for you, probably. Yeah. You know, it's not a good look. And the comments are, he got wrecked. I mean, I tried to listen to the Twitter space. It was like trying to help my mom figure out the TV remote. You know, in 1986, it was just pointless. That's exactly what it felt like.
Donald Trump hit back on Instagram. I thought it was definitely a win. So I'm interested in your opinion because I value your opinion. What do you think now? So what are we left with? Obviously, we have, this is bad news for DeSantis. Nobody cares about the mattress ladder climbing Nikki Haley. I mean, it's just a joke. It's a total joke. It's completely insulting. You know, basically what you have is a combination of Chris Christie combined with Marco Rubio and a bunch of Paul Ryans parading around spending billions of dollars that are given to them by the billionaires who they go to cocktail parties with. So here we have Trump. I'm not a lesser of two evils guy. So is that what we're being left with? I mean, what say you about a Trump nominee?
I mean, I like Rand Paul. There are people I like, but no one wants to get their life destroyed. These people will blackmail you. And if they don't have blackmail, they'll just create it. They'll manufacture it. So no one wants to jump. No one good is going to jump in that boat. Trump is still our best option, but he has to, number one, apologize for the death shot that he pushed. He warp speeded out. He's got to fire absolutely everybody around. I don't know who is around him these days. He needs to fire all of them. He needs to kick Jared Kushner's ass up and down the street. And he needs to apologize for those crap endorsements he made. I mean, my governor is the guy who covered up the Las Vegas shooting that no one wanted, that people were booing. How the hell did this guy win? He was implanted. Trump can win. He's still our best hope, but he's got to surround himself with people like me and you. Honestly, he could win this. He could win this overwhelmingly because you have to win beyond the margin of cheating. But will he? I don't know. He's getting some bad freaking advice. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, he surrounded himself with the deep state that he basically campaigned on eradicating. I mean, when you have people like Katie Walsh, who was ousted from the West Wing, nestled up under him at Mar-a-Lago, still leaking to, you know, Maggie Haberman, when you have, you know, Jared Kushner still there, who did everything that he could to subvert a Trump presidency, who is married to Ivanka, Trump's daughter, who would do anything to sabotage, you know, a Trump political era. They want that to come to an end so that they can go back to their ultra-liberal lifestyle and these, you know, cocktail parties with all of their liberal friends. I mean, so he's got the deep state. He golfs with Lindsey Graham. I mean, this guy is hanging around with the turtle lord Mitch McConnell and, you know, doing bad deals. Looks like he took money from Pfizer. It's really bad news. And you mentioned Rand Paul. Yeah, I like Rand. I do. But I have to also acknowledge the fact that during the rollout of these shots, he held this monkey show. you know, fundraising, grifty thing where he refused to call it what it is. It's a weapon of bio warfare. Our government has openly declared war on us, and none of these candidates are willing to say that. Meanwhile, millions of Americans are dropping dead, including babies and children. I can't support any of these people who are unwilling to say that.
How are they still asking for money? Like, I've been a libertarian for like 2 or 3 years now. I'm still getting text messages from Republicans in different states asking for money. How? Why? What is going on? They're not talking about what needs to be talked about. And they know that if they do, they'll be shut down. It's a setup for failure. I like that Twitter's kind of opened up the conversation. We are able to do things we can't do on other sites.
Until Yaccarino takes the reins, and then I'm really concerned about it because for some reason Elon Musk has appointed CEO position to World Economic Forum Executive Chair. It's all very, very concerning what we're seeing happening right now. I've got a couple minutes left here, and I'd like your thoughts on this. So let's just say we have the Trump nominee, okay? Looks like RFK could probably make a run against Joe Biden because Joe Biden will be in his basement or pooping his pants on the international stage, not knowing where he is 6 hours out of every day when they dodder him around for 3 of those 6. So when we get there, let's just say it's an RFK-Trump battle. Here we go. How can we even trust that we're actually electing anybody, to be honest with you? Because we haven't fixed our elections. And when they find a successful formula to usher in a Marxist coup, why would they deviate from that plan?
Exactly. I mean, this is the argument. Everyone's arguing Ron, Trump. Everyone's infighting. And people like me and you are sitting here like, nothing matters. We fixed nothing. In fact, I think it'll be interesting to see who the media and the parties get behind, because those are going to be the people that are in on it. If they suddenly get behind, you know, Kennedy, that's a bad sign. We are in a very bad place. And I'm at the point where I'm just kind of hoping everything collapses in on itself. They're like worried about the debt. You know what? Screw the banks. Screw the banks. I'm tired of paying off debt from Congress, racking it up and sending it to themselves and fake foreign aid and everything else. Let it collapse on itself. I've got food for 3 years. I've got skills we can barter. Let it all fall. Let it go back to the states. And I don't know how we're fixing this. This is probably the most pessimistic I've ever been. We are not voting our way out of this.
Yeah, I don't think it's pessimistic.
And to think you are is just foolish.
At all. I don't think it's pessimistic. I think it's realistic, but we have to do something. I mean, we're literally being killed right now, murdered. Our government has been hijacked by a corporate crime syndicate. We don't have time. You know, this country needs its people right now. The government is supposed to be our servants, which means that we direct them. When they oppress our God-given, inherent, inalienable rights, we are supposed to abolish that form of government and replace it with something that's actually representative of the people. The two-party system thing is completely fake. Republicans, Democrats, fake. Conservatives, liberals, fake. It's all fake. I'm even predicting maybe at the last minute, maybe the guy that's pretending to be Michelle Obama could actually potentially run for president. At this point, it's about platforming a national message, which is what I do respect RFK for, although he's unwilling to go all the way and call it a weapon of bio warfare. It's sad because if he has this newly found national platform with a presidential candidacy, imagine how many lives he could say if he were just truthful, 100% truthful. So maybe I'll throw my hat in the ring, not because I think I will win, because elections are fake and gay and rigged, but, you know, just to platform a national message, make sure that I can save as many lives as possible. Tell people what's really happening in this country, because all these bought and paid for Israel lobby, you know, China lobby, Epstein Island blackmailed and bribed politicians are 100% sold out to this country and only interested in enriching and empowering themselves. So maybe it'll be a Stu Peters debating against, well, Michael Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle Obama. Who knows? We'll see. It's all fun, though, to talk about. We have to have a little fun with it because at this time, our country is actually rotting, being taken over, being conquered and invaded physically right now. And we'll be talking about that in just moments to come. Mindy Robinson, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Thank you. Let me know if you need a VP.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. HeavensHarvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code StuPeters10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at HeavensHarvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at HeavensHarvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land. Be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. Again, HeavensHarvest.com. Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Welcome back. So America isn't just the world's biggest economy with the most powerful military. At least historically, we've had the most powerful military turned into the parade of fags and trannies. But America's also the cultural center of the world. Anything that happens here ultimately eventually spreads throughout the entire face of the planet. And that, of course, includes the concept of drag queen story time, which, by the way, we've had on military bases here for active duty soldiers. And yes, it was all ages. It's disgusting. But all the way on the far side of the planet in Australia, drag queen shenanigans are taking off in a big way and getting government support just like it gets here as well. In the state of Victoria, where Melbourne is, they held an official drag story show inside its parliament building. And predictably, Australian leftists are arguing anyone who disagrees with this or their plan to flood the country with a zillion immigrants is a Nazi. Maria Z is our Australian correspondent, host of Uncensored with Maria Z. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you better go see it. Quickly rising to the number one spot here on the network. She's also the founder of Z Media. She has quickly evolved into one of the most trusted sources of information in the once free nation of Australia. And she joins us now. Maria Z, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. Why has the trans agenda received so much protection, almost unlike any other class of people in every single country in the West?
Well, it all has to do with a United Nations push, and I'll get to that in just a moment, Stu, a shocking new report published in conjunction with the UN recently. But you're right. America is the cultural center of the world, and every single country eventually follows suit. Last year, in April, on Uncensored, I reported on this very network about the fact that drag queen story time was going to hit our shores, and at the time, I was accused of importing a culture war, but here we are. Every state in Australia, bar Tasmania, is currently run by the Labour Party, which is the equivalent of the Democrats there in the United States. So naturally, we are seeing what many people perceive as a left-wing agenda, but really it is just a satanic, demonic agenda being pushed by godless people who will burn in hell for their depravity if they do not repent and turn to Jesus. People in Australia have been protesting at local council meetings and have effectively managed to shut down several drag queen pedophile shows, Stu. It's been a great success. This is because the majority of people do not want this. It's not normal to sexually dance or perform in front of children. There is no act more disgusting than this on earth than engaging sexually with children. So what does the Victorian government do in response to the people successfully shutting down drag queen pedophile time? Demonically possessed Daniel Andrews decided to host a pedophile event inside Parliament. Australian taxpayers have just funded an event where grown men are sexually exploiting themselves in front of children. Now, I'm going to be extremely graphic here, Stu, but the world needs to understand what's going on here and what this actually means. Our federal government, not only our federal government, yours as well, Stu, your federal government and any other government that is aligned with the United Nations is not only wanting to sexualize your children, that term is too mild for what they're actually pushing. They are actively working towards their goal of being able to have sex with your children legally. The United Nations, in conjunction with the International Commission of Jurists, published a report referred to, in short, as the 8 March Principles, which, no matter which way they want to paint or refute this, calls for decriminalizing sex with children. Principle 16 of this report relating to consensual sexual conduct says, quote, with respect to the enforcement of criminal law, any prescribed minimum age of consent to sex must be applied in a non-discriminatory manner. Enforcement may not be linked to the sex or gender of participants or age of consent to marriage. Moreover, sexual conduct involving persons below the domestically prescribed minimum age of consent to sex may be consensual, in fact, if not in law. In this context, the enforcement of criminal law should reflect the rights and capacity of persons under 18 years of age to make decisions about engaging in sexual conduct, end quote. That means that every single time that you see this push for sexualizing children, what they're actually doing is trying to normalize this to get us to the point where these old, creepy, transgender, Baphomet-loving old men can have sex with your children legally. And the Victorian government in Australia just took the first step to display their solidarity with having sex with children to the whole world this month. There's no sugarcoating this anymore. This was the first openly public display of pedophilia by the government. Never mind what they do behind closed doors. Now they're doing it in your face. The slippery slope we all warned about has happened. It's here.
Yeah, we have been warning people for a long time. We've been saying these people don't just want to dance in front of your kids. There is a reason why they invite children to these drag shows. Ultimately, they want to make sure that it is normal not only to have sexual contact and sexualize your kids in a public space, they also want to be able to take them in private to their bedrooms. They want to have sex with your kids. They want to molest your kids. They get off on waving their genitalia in front of your children because later they go home and they fantasize about having sex with your children. They get off by looking at your children and pushing their balls in their face. That's what they do. That's the only reason why you would have a minor involved in a show like this. And then to bring it to a government building where the taxpayers are funding it. How long before this is happening at the White House? How long before this is happening on Capitol Hill right here in the United States? These people are a sick, depraved group of degenerates that want to have sex with your kids. And by the way, this all started with the legalization of homosexuality and marriage in this country. That is a huge slippery slope that has now led to these gay couples who are adopting children. Now they're getting arrested for having sex with the children that they adopt. Now they're publicly waving their genitalia in the children's faces right out in front of the wide open. Where are the men, not only in this country, but in yours? Where are they? Why have they not physically stopped this from happening?
Well, as I said, Stu, people really have done a great job in Australia protesting at their councils, successfully shutting down the events. The mainstream says, oh, they shut down because of a risk to these people's safety because the Nazis, all the Nazis have suddenly come out in Australia. By the way, they're Antifa. But if this is what I want people to understand, if your so-called elected officials do not demand to exit the United Nations immediately after you inform them of the report that I just referenced in this broadcast, they are condoning and actively participating in pedophilia. There's only one solution to this problem. We need to exit the United Nations and then exit the WHO, the globalist puppet masters, if you will, although they're not the ones at the top, but they're the ones that are pushing this to your governments. And then once we get rid of them, we can deal with those that are in the local government. Because I can tell you now, they are all aligned with this if their mouths are shut about it, Stu.
Yeah, all of these meetings that are held here in New York City with the United Nations, these people are a bunch of pedophiles. That's exactly what they are. And this is why people like Vladimir Putin, I will just note one more time, is not in favor of any of this globalism, any of this pedophilia. He has criminalized it in his country. He has kicked out people like the central bank, the criminal banking cabal. He is a Russian nationalist that wants to take care of his children. People call me a Nazi and a racist for saying that. Protecting our children is our number one duty as Americans, as Christians, as humanity. Anywhere in the world, we are supposed to take care of our children, protect our children. Jesus said, anyone who shall cause one of these children to stumble, they would be better off having a millstone tied from their neck and thrown into the depths of the sea. Why are people not taking this more seriously across the rest of the planet? I mean, a few victories in Australia is great. This should be completely shut down. I mean, these people should be arrested and prosecuted. And when they're convicted, they should be put to death for hurting and harming children.
for those countries that have the death penalty as one of the options. I mean, I call for justice for any single pedophile or against any single pedophile. This needs to happen. I think, Stu, that majority of people don't realize or care that it's happening, just like they don't care that the government rolled out death shots to kill most of their people. And they're just moving on with their regular lives. And meanwhile, the agenda's just rolling in, bringing us this much closer to the mark of the beast as every day progresses. People are sleepwalking into their death, and if they don't realize by now, I don't know what's going to wake them up, Stu.
When elected representatives here in this country find out that the United Nations is pushing for this pedophilia, and they don't openly say this using their national platform and tell their constituents that this is going on, then that means that they are complicit in organizing adults having sex with children. So who's Absolutely. Going to be the first? And will all of the members of Congress stand up? And will every single United States senator that sits in that stupid building, that demonic building in Washington, D.C., will they all say, we need to exit the United Nations right now? How many of you are pedophiles? How many of you support the fact that young men and young girls, young boys and girls, are going to be having sex, raped by people, by pedophiles, by child molesters, and that they will be legally allowed to do this? Raise your hands.
Great question, Stu. Yeah, great question. And every single person needs to be demanding this. If we don't stand up now, that's it. I mean, you know, we've been saying this for 3 years, but if we don't make this stand, if we don't absolutely oppose this, there is no coming back from this. Once these people are allowed to legally do what they've been doing behind closed doors to children for generations, that's it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. This is just absolutely taking everything to the next level. I mean, every single one of your elected representatives for the viewing audience here, they should have this segment flooding their social media spaces. You should be tagging them. You should be demanding the removal from the UN. If you have not seen it, you are missing out. It's Uncensored with Maria Z on the Stu Peters Network on Rumble, as well as always at StuPeters.com. If you have seen it, then you know. Maria Z, you're exploding. You're doing a fantastic job exposing all of this evil and all of this corruption, not only in your country, but across the face of the planet. We really appreciate having you. You're a great partner. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm out tomorrow, but I will see you again next week.
Thanks so much, Stu, and what a great job with a knockout on the BBC. God bless. I'll see you
soon.
Who,
by the way, I also told this.
Oh, pedophiles, though, should definitely be put to their death on a public stage. You touch our kids, we'll kill you. I think that message needs to be sent very clearly.
Do you agree? I mean, if you are a pedophile and you are caught, these people should be executed on a public stage. I think that message needs to be sent very clearly. We have one job. Marizy, thank you so much. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trust Phil. FilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So Title 42 has ended, and the U.S. border is more or less wide open for the entire world to just come and pay a visit. That's bad news for everyone from San Diego to Brownsville and on the border in Arizona. But only the deliberately clueless think that the border calamity is limited to the border. In fact, one of the places being hit the hardest by the Biden regime's calculated border invasion is New York City. Migrants down at the border are being shipped literally by the thousands up to New York City. And they're being lodged everywhere the government can find. Homeless shelters, sham hotels that have just become de facto migrant housing camps. It's something that the national press doesn't want you to talk about, of course, because they're in on it. They're helping to orchestrate a physical invasion of your country. But luckily, the criminal press don't yet have total monopoly on reporting. Leroy Press is with Viral News NYC. He's an independent photographer and a reporter in America's largest city. He prides himself for not taking sides and being beholden to nobody, much like us. Don't try to buy us. We're in the category of the unbought. Leroy has been personally documenting the places receiving migrants all across that city. He's even caught officials lodging these migrants in city schools that are still in session. No big deal, kids. Just ignore the strange foreigners who live here now while doing your math problems. Every day, another location in New York fills up, but still the migrants keep coming. More busloads every single day. The city's current migrant load is above 70,000 now, spread across all five boroughs, and another 600 arrive every day on average. And with the Biden regime committed to open borders, there's no sign any of this is going to stop. The migrants come from everywhere on the planet: Latin America, France, Pakistan, Russia, Africa. The word is out. Get to Mexico, walk into America, and you'll get in. Literally millions of people are doing it right now. So even New York's liberal mayor, Eric Adams, is fed up. He tries to be, but he can't seem to stay on message. He's a Democrat, so he can't simply say what's obviously true. Illegal immigration is a disaster. Open borders are a disaster. And the vast majority of these migrants are complete dead weight who only soak up whatever's left of America's dwindling wealth. Adams can't say that. So he has to still dress up his complaints with praise of America's new open borders regime. Leroy Press has also been tracking the protests surrounding subway hero Daniel Penny. We'll definitely want to ask him more about that, as well as the migrant mess. And to that end, he joins us now. Leroy, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, Stu. Good evening. Thanks for having me on, brother. I appreciate you.
We're not there. You are. I mean, give us the real nuts and bolts situation. What's happening in New York?
So I've been tracking this migrant situation for about 9 months already. They're just lodging them everywhere. City council doesn't know what's going on. They're popping up in schools, like you said, while still in session. They're popping up in hotel rooms throughout the city. No one knows anything. Only way we find out, only way I'm finding out, is I'm getting tipsters calling me up and my sources calling me up and telling me what's going on. They stuck a bunch of migrants in a school that was still in session in Coney Island with kids still in the school. If you know Coney Island, you know you don't want to mess with that neighborhood. It's shootings every night over there. And I'm a guy that's on the ground. I'm not one of these regular mainstream media guys. I speak to the people. They speak to me differently. And the people in Coney Island were telling me, look, one thing happens to our kids and we're going to shoot up the school. And I believe them. And you know what? If I had kids and someone hurt my kids, I would want to keep them safe too. Thank God the mayor's office and the Department of Immigration actually removed them from the school. Because of safety issues towards the migrants. And that was a very smart move of them.
Yeah, never mind the safety issues that could be affecting our children. When it becomes a safety issue for those that are here illegally, the dead weight that doesn't even speak English, most of them, you know, gangbangers and thugs and rapists and criminals who are flooding out into the streets and committing crimes because they have no resources left. They've already spent up the manila envelope full of thousands of dollars of cash. They've already, you know, exhausted their vouchers to stay in these hotels and other makeshift camps that are being set up to house these people. So now they have to go rob and steal in order to make ends meet.
So I'm not going to say all of them are bad. I did speak with a lot of migrants.
All of them are here illegally. All of them are criminals, and all of them should be immediately deported.
That's definitely your opinion. Trust me, I get it. But I did speak with some of them. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not one of these guys that pick sides, right? And I'm one of these guys that want the truth. And
no, but the facts are the facts. We have borders, right? I mean, it's illegal to come here illegally. That is a criminal act. So therefore, if we have no enforcement of that law, we have the absence of the rule of law, which is exactly why your city is being overrun by people who are here illegally right now. We're Absolutely. Allowing them to. We're orchestrating it. We're actually facilitating a physical invasion of our own country.
That's what people are saying. Exactly. Look, they're putting them in police stations. They're putting them in old, abandoned NYPD academies in their gyms.
So if it's not stopping them and if it's not rounding them up and deporting them, what's the solution to all of this, in your opinion?
Right now, the solution to this is stop bringing them in, right? Another solution is funding, lots and lots of funding. Because, look, this is going to destroy our city. I was here during...
So let me get this straight. Your position is funding. So that means that the U.S. taxpayer, the people who are here legally, are now supposed to come out of their pocket to support this invasion?
Hell, That's not my opinion. That's the government's opinion right now.
Yeah. So where does the funding come from, if not the taxpayer?
That's going to come from the taxpayer. Absolutely.
Yeah. We're funding our own demise here. We're funding our own invasion. We're funding the fall and the conquering of our own country. Our own military can't even do its sole absolute duty, which is to protect and defend our borders and to secure our borders and to protect Americans and our children, by the way, from having their schools invaded by people who don't belong here.
Look, it's unfair what's going on. I totally agree with everyone. It's unfair what's going on, and it should be stopped at the moment because it's going to destroy New York. New York already was almost bankrupt during COVID, and I was in city council meeting with city officials yesterday. And believe it or not, they're on the same page with a lot of people. Like, this is destroying our city. We can't afford this. And they can't straight out say this because, again, they got to keep their persona. But yesterday I was in a city council meeting and all they're saying is this is going to destroy our country. Even the deputy mayor of Help saying, with all these migrants, we can't take care of our own homeless problem. Right. And I was kind of shocked to hear that, you know, and she's right. We can't take care of our own problems here.
Yeah, it's a drain on everybody, both for safety and, you know, the economy, financial reasons. These people who don't have anything, I mean, am I right? The only way to get things is to commit crimes and steal them, which is going to impact the businesses. We're already seeing the absence of the rule of law in this country with people who actually live here but act less civilized than zoo animals are, you know, running in and doing smash and grabs all over your city. You mentioned that Coney Island is gunfire every night. But now we're draining the resources of law enforcement by having them go and move illegal immigrants from schools to other places at the direction of Eric Adams, the mayor, who's saying, hey, we have to protect this class of people now rather than protecting our own people, the citizens of our city.
It's a lot of resources too. Like I said, I have never seen anything like this in my life. And I'm a native New Yorker. I've been here 45 years. And not only the police are there, you have military there. You have Marines, you have Air Force, you have National Guard, you have the Navy. And I'm mind baffled. Because like I said, I'm a Brooklyn kid, right? I'm a Brooklyn guy. I never seen Marines on the streets of New York. That's bizarre to me.
Yeah, so the military is there to help to facilitate the invasion rather than going to the border to stop it. Isn't that a dereliction of duty, in your opinion?
Look, they're protecting the migrants. They're not protecting us. They're there to protect the migrants. The police department, you know what they told me? Some of the people on the police department, they told me, we're not here for the community. We're here to protect the migrants from the community. That's exactly their words. And I'm like, so why are we doing this? You know?
So why are we doing this?
Yeah, asking me, I don't know. I'm not a politician.
I don't think you have to be a politician to figure it out, do you? I mean, this is being done intentionally, orchestrated on purpose. What do you think the motivations of the fake politicians in the corporate crime syndicate, the former government, what do you think their motivations are? Why are they doing it? In your opinion, why?
I personally don't know. Look, I'm trying to figure out the end result of this, dude. And only thing I see is destruction.
Well, that's a great question. What's the end result?
There is no one. I don't know what that result is. And that's what I keep asking. And I keep asking, what's the end result? And no one can give me an answer. They can't.
So who have you been talking to in the way of, you know, just regular, ordinary New Yorkers there? Have you been talking to store owners? Have you been talking to people who live in the five different boroughs that are being invaded now? What does it look like on the street? I mean, are there just thousands of them, as we have been informed by sources on the ground there, that are just aimlessly walking around looking for places to stay?
Yeah, I've spoken to both Democrats and Republicans still, both parties, and both of them don't want this. They don't want this. They say this is destroying the New York City. We cannot afford this. Why are these people here? And these are coming from both sides. And sometimes even people tell me, you want to take them in, but afford them because we can't afford them. We have our own problems here in New York City. And that's what they're telling me.
You have provided us with some footage and some of this is pretty shocking. I mean, we don't have the resources for this anywhere. This is a very simple fix. I mean, it doesn't take a Republican or a Democrat. We don't believe in those constructs. We believe that that is just a psyop, you know, an illusion intended to keep Americans divided on political issues. Well, if you're a Democrat, you're supposed to believe this. If you're a Republican, you're supposed to believe this. The difference is we're all Americans and we have to stand up and protect our country. We should expect our law enforcement and our military to protect the citizens of the United States and of New York and everywhere else that these people are being flown and bussed into the interior of our country. It's a threat. It's a threat to our national security. It's a threat to local businesses. It's a threat to the safety of our children now, putting them in schools, at least temporarily. I mean, they will do anything to protect these people over the citizenry of the United States. I mean, this is a dereliction of duty. This is treason.
But the cops are telling me, and I'm very friendly with NYPD, and a lot of them are telling me, look, say 1 out of 100 is bad, right? We have 70,000 here. That's 7,000 bad guys. We don't know who they are. And that's a little scary to me, Stu.
We don't know who they are. We don't know where they came from. And meanwhile, we have some train that's been all over the press, which has now been whitewashed. The press isn't talking about this at all. 60,000 pounds, 30,000 tons of ammonium nitrate has disappeared or been stolen from a train. How does that happen? The answer is it doesn't happen. That means that your government is getting ready to blow up Americans and then blame some other group of people. We have now documented terrorists coming across the border. This is a really convenient way for our government to then say, hey, we need to activate the military-industrial complex. We need to go invade the next sand country, the next Stan, or blame it on some terrorist from the Middle East so that we can go to war.
You're very possibly right. I just can't speculate on something like that.
Or even more convenient, how about we blame MAGA Republicans or blame Trump supporters or white nationalists and racists?
That's another scapegoat they push it on, right? Look, I filmed both the left and the right, and I filmed Antifa riots, and I filmed the Black Lives Matter, and I filmed the MAGA Republicans, right? And a lot of the left lies about the MAGA Republicans. They're not all racist. They're not all white supremacists, right? I'm sure we have bad guys on both sides, right? But sometimes the news wants to pick and choose what they want to do, right? The mainstream news wants to push a narrative, which I don't get down with. Right. I don't get down with that nonsense. Right. On both sides. Right. My thing is shoot the truth. If this guy's a bad person, he's a bad person on the left or the right. You know, and we have them both on both sides. But unfortunately, the mainstream news will pick the right most of the time and blame the right for everything.
Well, I don't care whose feelings I hurt. But the only fix to this is to immediately militarize our borders and shut them down, both north and south. They haven't been too agreeable to our north lately, either, at least until Chris Skye is the mayor of Toronto. Militarize the borders, completely enable CBP and Border Patrol to do exactly what they're supposed to do, which is to stop illegal immigration. An immediate mass deportation from every single major city in our country right now. They need to be rounded up with specialized units and they need to be sent out of our country. Those that are criminals need to be jailed and face criminal prosecution in this country. And then we need an immediate immigration moratorium. We have to put this country first. We have to protect the children of our country. And unless we do that, we don't have a serious country. We have a failed country with a corrupt fake government and a conquered country.
Look, I agree with you. We got to keep Americans safe. Yeah. I 100% agree with you. We got to keep our own people safe before we take care of other people. Yeah. And I'm with you.
And it's going to take a leader with real balls that doesn't care about the political fallout of all of this. Look, we're being invaded, period. We're at war in so many different ways right now. Biological warfare. Now we have physical warfare going on. Trains are just blowing up and derailing all over the place. This is unrestricted warfare. And it's being perpetuated by our own government, which, by the way, needs a complete rethink, if not a total overhaul. And most of those people up there should be tried for high crimes as well. Hey, I'm out of time, Leroy. I'd like you to come back sometime soon because you're an OBS kind of guy and I appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, brother. God bless you and God bless all your staff over there, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Leroy. God bless you as well and your family. And God bless New York City that's being physically invaded right now. Any politician on either side of the fake aisle, which is a construct, Republicans and Democrats, no different. This is an illusion to make you feel as if we live in a two-party constitutional republic that has checks and balances and law and order. All of that is done. We have been hijacked here in this country. They're now facilitating a physical invasion. In your neighborhood will be affected by this. So any one of these fake politicians that's not saying the things that I just said, militarize the border, deploy law enforcement to round up and ship out these people if they've committed crimes here, jail them, try them, and sentence them here. an immediate immigration moratorium, period. We are a country at war. And any one of these fake politicians that isn't saying this, whether they claim to be a firebrand for America First or not, if they're not saying these things, then they are in on it. They are helping to orchestrate this. Their pockets are being lined and padded. They're part of a plan to overthrow this country. They should also, too, be immediately rounded up. They should be held in confinement, and they should be tried for treason. More of The Stu Peters Show next. When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish Holsters. So there are some wild-looking feet out there. Yes, feet. There's feet that are too small or misaligned or where one foot is a different size from the other. And then there's feet that are just simply too big. But this isn't just about some funny feet. Inflammation in the lower extremities is a serious health issue. It decreases mobility, it hinders blood flow to the rest of your body, and if it's left untreated for a long time, it can result in severe bleeding, higher cholesterol, blood clotting. Well, most treatments for this problem come with a long, harsh list of side effects: constipation, a lack of energy, vomiting, persistent cough, all of the things that nobody wants. But luckily, there is a supplement that can drastically mitigate the impact of feet swelling all by itself. Dr. Chad Walding runs StopSwollenFeet.com. Again, that's StopSwollenFeet.com. He's also co-founder and chief culture officer at Native Path. Dr. Walding is an evangelist for a particular health treatment that can improve your feet and potentially a lot more. Antarctic krill oil. Have you heard of this? Krill, for those that don't know, are a small shrimp-like animal that exist in huge amounts throughout the world's oceans. The blue whale, the single largest animal on planet Earth, you've seen it before on National Geographic. Yeah, they eat krill, as do a lot of other whales. Humans mostly don't eat krill, but that doesn't mean that it can't have some good health effects for us, because Antarctic krill oil can mitigate the forces that cause excessive swelling in our legs and in our shins, our feet, and joints. I want to hear more about that. To that end, Dr. Chad Walding joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, Stu. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I got the shipment of krill oil from you. Thank you for that. Is it just for this? Is it only for people who have swelling in their lower extremities?
No, not for just swelling. Generally, it's good for circulation in general, as well as fighting inflammation. And inflammation itself is such a big issue that so many people face in our modern culture because of modern diet with so much sugar and toxic fats. But circulation in and of itself is incredibly important for our heart, our body, you know, putting nutrients and oxygen all over our body. We have 60,000 miles of blood vessels, and it's really important that everything is working properly for a healthy human body.
Yeah, of course. So we have become subjected to a new religion, the religion of Scientology. Of course, Big Pharma pushing all of their poisonous kill shots and neurotoxins, doctors that are whores for Big Pharma trying to push all of this stuff and getting kickbacks. And so obviously people are really cautious about going and seeing a doctor. They're treating themselves more naturally now. What are some of the studies that have been conducted that prove that this krill oil actually works for the things that you just mentioned?
Well, there's a number of studies. There's been studies. The Swiss doctors and researchers performed a study of 826 patients aged 65 or older and found that those with higher levels of omega-3s reduced their risk of blood clots by 60%. And they've done studies in Austria that found that supplementing with omega-3s resulted in less coronary artery plaque. And Penn Medicine did some studies that showed that consistent omega-3s reduce and lower triglycerides, right? So a lot of times when we hear omega-3s, people typically think fish oil. That's the first thing they typically think. That's what conventional approach it is, but there's a huge difference between fish oil and krill oil, and there's two problems with fish oil. And one of them is that fish oil doesn't get absorbed very well in the body, and it's all number two, it's almost always tainted with some sort of toxins or pollutants because it's not coming from the pristine waters in the ocean, right? The waters that we have today is not the same as it was 50 or 100 years ago. So be very mindful about that. What makes krill oil unique is that it's far more absorbable in the body. So they actually did studies with this from the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry that validated when krill oil was put head to head against fish oil, they found it to be 50% more absorbable and more effective in that.
Wow. You know, I don't know who would be worried about blood clotting in a time like this, what with, you know, having been injected with a bioweapon or running around getting shedded on by other people. I mean, this is a real thing. It just happened. A higher profile story here was with Dr. Batar, but people that have been normally healthy are having these elevated D-dimers and they're taking these tests and then it looks like they're having microclotting going on. There's a lot of poisons that are being, you know, introduced to us through the air and through the water and through the things that we consume, as well as now this new phenomenon of self-spreading weapons of biowarfare. So, I mean, this is a really important time for people to be avoiding these things. Diabetics oftentimes have issues with swelling, particularly in their lower extremities. Has this stuff been tested on, or could it benefit those people as well?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the best things for people who do have swelling in their feet, in their ankles, in their hands, and things like that. And what it does is it reduces that inflammation. You know, when the arteries and veins are constricted and there's not a lot of movement, that's when things get real swollen. And we have to come in and do something. And that's where the omega-3s from krill oil can be very effective for those people.
So I'm just wondering, the fisherman that goes out and catches these krill, will he be willing to give me a guided tour of Antarctica?
I think that would be great. Maybe we can line that up for you, Stu. I think it'd be great. I want to go up there myself and see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just curious, I mean, that must be quite the challenge getting in and out of there to get these Antarctic krill, what with, you know, all of the military protection around that continent. Dr. Chad Walding's product can be found at StopSwollenFeet.com. Again, StopSwollenFeet.com. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. I can't wait to get to Antarctica.
For health healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Stu Crew, fam, I will be out tomorrow handling some urgent, imminent, extremely important, potentially life-saving business. It's all I can get into right now. Please say some prayers. Of course, Paul Harrell will be here taking excellent care of you. Throughout the weekend, then Maria Z with Uncensored. Also, all of the premium content that you can find at stupeters.com. It's all brought to you by Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. Book that appointment at cortezwm.com or call him in the office at 813-448-3446. Tomorrow, Peter Brimelow will be here. Very exciting, as well as Mark Burns. I hope that you have a fantastic and blessed weekend, spending all of that quality time with those that you love the most. We will see you back here on Monday at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, and from the same place right here in the crime-ridden cesspool of the People's Republic of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Until then, God bless you.